சகனாவவது சகனௌபுனக்து சகவீர்யங்கரவாவகை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவகை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. புனர்பிராமணாஃ புண்யாஃ அனித்யமசுகம் லோகம் இமம் ப்ராப்ய பஜஸ்வ மாம். மாம் பஜஸ்வ கதம் ஹவ் மன்மனா பவ மத் பக்தஹ மத்யாஜீ மாம் நமஸ்குரு மாமே வைஷ்யசி கௌந்தேய. தட் இஸ் எல்ஸ்வேர். மாமே வைஷ்யசி யுக்த்வைவம் ஆத்மானம் மத்பராயணஹ. மன்மனா பவ மத் பக்தோ பவ மத் யாஜி பவ மாம் நமஸ்குரு. எல்லாம் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன். மாம் நமஸ்குரு மாமேவ ஏஷ்யசி. சோ ஆத்மானம் ஏவம் யுக்த்வா மாமேவ ஏஷ்யசி. சோ ஹியர் தேர் இஸ் தி ப்ராமிஸ் இஸ் யூ மாம் பஜஸ்வ. You pursue me, worship me, you will be me. Mameva yashasi, you will reach me. In fact, so there will be no separation. So from me, so you, the Jiva and Ishvara are one and the same. There is oneness, Jiveshwaryoho, Aikyam, Mameva Yashyasi iti. Otherwise there is no Mameva, retaining Jivahood, entering into somebody, he is like amoeba. And entering into somebody and then that he will flush you out with flagell. And therefore, it's an idiotic thinking. So, joining Ishvara, retaining your individuality means it is amoebas entering into you. So, they are organisms and you are another organism. You become a host. For all of them. Bhagavan is the host for these amoebic so devotees. So Bhagavan will get devotitis. So devotitis. Definitely. Because of these devotees, the foreign bodies entering into. So you will get devotitis. Then he must have an equivalent to flagell. And then flush you out. So you say, enough Bhagavan, Bhagavat. So Bhagavat Samipyam Sayujyam is enough, Appa. Bhagavat Sayujyam enough, I don't want any more Sayujyam. Jaini. But this concept is there, don't think that. In Rishikesh itself you can go around and get that concept. So you need not go elsewhere. ரிஷிகேஷ் ஹஸ் காட் எவ்ரி கான்செப்ட். கொஞ்சம் என்னென்ன போனா இருக்கான். தேர் ஆர் ஃபெலோஸ். தெர்ஃபோர் திஸ் கான்செப்ட் இஸ் தேர். So this has to be understood very well. Manmana bhava mad bhakto bhava mayi vasudeve mano yasya sattvam sattvam bhava. Mayi vasudeve, it's a very carefully chosen word. He can use the word also, mayi parameshware, but he used the word vasudeve. Vasudeva was Krishna's father. He was not father. In fact, all that he did in his life with reference to Krishna, he carried the baby. It was only useful for painters to present him. Thalela kode vachinde. And this fellow was carrying the baby from this place to that place. This is the only job he did, Vasudeva. And therefore, Vasudevaha is, the meaning is different. Jagataha Vasaha, the Vasanad Vasuhu. That means the Jagat exists, the entire Jagat exists in whom is Vasuhu. Asau Devascha. Vasudeva, he is the Deva, Shuddha Chaitanya Swarupaha. And Shuddha Chaitanya Swarupa is Deva, and he is Vasuhu, in whom the Jagat exists, Vasuhu. This Vasudeva has Sarvamidam. And therefore, you are not anyway away from Vasudeva. So, Vasudeva Sarvamidam. So Mahatma Sudurlabha, we have seen this before. Idam Sarvam Vasudevaha Iti. One who is able to see that Samahatma Sudurlabha, he is the Mahatma and he is Durlabha Mahatma, difficult to find one. Samahatma Sudurlabha. And therefore, so, Mayi Vasudeva, Vashikara gives that particular word, Mayi Parameshwari Vasudeva, Mano Yasya Saha. The mind is in Vasudeva, Mayi, in me. Who is in me? Vasudeva. So, Mayi Vasudeva, Mano Yasya Saha. For whom the mind he is with Vasudeva. That person is called Manmanaha. Tvam Manmanabhava. Manmanaha bhava. Tvam bhava. May you become that person. And who is that person? Whose mind is in Vasudeva. Therefore, but there is not much bhasha here. Therefore, manmanaha bhava. Madbhaktaha bhava. Ishwarasya parameshwarasya bhaktaha. Mad bhaktaha mama bhaktaha bhavatvam. May you become my bhakta. Then only you can be manmana. You cannot become manmanaha without being mad bhakta. So in order to become a bhakta, you have to do some karma. What karma? One is hetu hetu mat vakya. Mat bhaktaha bhava. So that manmanaha you will become. What is manmana? We will see later. Mad bhaktaha bhava. And in order to be a mad bhakta, then mad yaji bhava, mad yajana shilo bhava yaji, yajana shilaha. The one who is given to yajanam, worship. So mad yaji bhava, whatever that you do, that is madarpanam, given to me. Mad yaji bhava yat karoshi yad asnasi yat dadasi, etc. We have seen before. Tat kurushva madarpanam, that is called yajanam. Mad yaji bhava. So by ritual worship, by ritual prayer, and also keeping me in your awareness, go about doing your karma, prayer and prayerfulness. Prayerfulness is attitude, is a disposition, and you have a mind that enjoys prayerfulness. So you have prayerfulness. Prayerfulness is not an act. It is in a pervasive atmosphere, inner atmosphere, and that prayerfulness makes every karma as Bhagavad Arpita Karma. So Bhagavad Arpita Karma. Bhagavad Arpita, Ishwara Arpita Karma. So Ishwara Arpitam means what? So you do something Ishwara Arpitam. So this is that, is it something you do and afterwards you just say Ishwara Arpitam Astu. Adu Pandradu Undu. That also is done. So during the karma, there is no that awareness. And afterwards, you just make it a ritual, one more sentence. There are so many sentences during the act of worship, namaha ityadi. But then one more sentence you add, Ishwara Arpanamastu, Krishna Arpanamastu. This is one more sentence, because it becomes a ritual. But the prayerfulness, Ishwararpita buddhi, so that particular buddhi, that particular awareness, disposition, inner disposition is because of certain understanding. Therefore, this Mam Namaskuru, Your surrender be unto me. Mam Namaskuru, an act of salutation, an act of surrender, an act of surrender. That is called Ashtanga Namaskara. Urasa Shirasa Chaiva Manasa Vapusha Gira Padbyam Karabhyam Padbyam Janubhyam Karabhyam Namaskaro Ashtangam Uchchate. This is called Sashtanga Namaskaraha, Eight-limbed Namaskara. 8 அங்க நமஸ்கார, சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்கார, உரசா, திஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் த பாடி, உரசா, சிரசா, ஹெட், உரசா, சிரசா, வபுஷா. So what is not told in the words, in the verse, that is vapuhu, just the gastroenterologist, his area, urologist's area, and that area, that is what we call vapuhu here. Baki padbyam, feet, karabhyam, hands, janubhyam, knees. These, all these touch the ground. Shiras touches the ground. Uras touches the ground. Hands touch the ground. Feet touch the ground. You need not say legs, because you can't, they won't touch the ground unless you have legs. Therefore, legs, you need not bother. Then, vapuhu, whatever that is not mentioned in this verse, that is called vapuhu. And vapuhu also touches the ground. Only 6 you have got now. So, urasa, 1. Shirasa, 2. Shirasa, urasa, shirasa, chaiva. Vapusha, 3. Padbyam, karabhyam, janubhyam. 3 + 3, 6. How to count 8? Gira, words, gira by word also, namami, tvam, namami, namaste astu bhagavan, gira, in so many words, namami, but still, this would be a dandal. You know, in exercise they call it dandal. In a body, this is called really namaskara. Sashtanga namaskara must include manasa, bhaktya. The mind has to be also there. So, mind is there, then these are the things you have. And therefore, the whole of you is surrendered. Manasa includes ahambritti also. Ahambritti also is included. Because ahambritti also is a vritti. The vritti is antakarana vrittihi, and therefore manasa will include aham vritti and the mind, whole mind. Means, so there is a certain understanding involved. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. And therefore, manmana bhava. So, manmanaha vasudeva, Mayi Vasudeva Manoyasya. Then how can you have a mind in Vasudeva? If there is a given person, there again you have to think about that person. even the most dear person is one you have to have a thought about. It's not that any one thing that you see remains that person. You see our langur, that doesn't remind you of your beloved. Of your beloved. Doesn't remind you of your beloved. And therefore, so you have, there are things and things in the world which are all discrete objects. And they don't connect you with what you love. They don't connect you with what you love. And therefore, so this, that's how you deal with the world. Very objectively, this is pen, this is book, this is table, this is chair, this is laddu. Kailas Ashram sent some laddus. Night you will get. So this, this is laddu. This is laddu, this is that, iti. You are able to recognize, identify and relate to that also. To some you are indifferent and to some you are different. Either you dislike or you like or you don't care. That is indifferent. And therefore you have all these objects in the world, discrete objects. Now, so you have to think of Vasudeva also. So, bahut kaam hai. No, there are a lot of things you have to think about. You have your family, you have to think about them, worry about them, concern about them. But here Vasudeva also, he says, You are thinking always about your family, I have nothing to do with you. You have to think about me. And a very jealous Bhagavan, Manmana Bhava, whom you are thinking? Who are thinking what? No, my own family. All right, that's your family, you think. Then why are you calling me? So, I have nothing to do. If you want me, don't think of anybody else. Yeah, like a jealous person, very insecure fellow. Any insecure, you marry an insecure person, you had it, that's over. And because you can't turn this side. You can't turn this side, because this side there is somebody, that side there is somebody. That person is straight right in front of you, and then you have to straight like this one. Hilla nahi means don't move. Jealous and zealous. Very, that's the end of your peace. Shanti to chale jaye. And that is the end. Because insecure, the other fellow is insecure. And insecurity because there is no self-love. There is no self-love. There is no self-esteem. And therefore, there is always a doubt why anybody should love me. Therefore, a loser problem. And therefore, how to, if this kind of Bhagavan, how can you deal with? I have a few things to think about daily. It's not Bhagavan. If I go on, think about Bhagavan and monthly bills, who will pay? Will you come and pay? Bhagavan Vasudeva will come and pay all the bills. He won't pay all the bills. I have to pay the bills. And therefore, so if I think about Bhagavan all the time, how will I pay the bills? I have to think about my job. I have to think about my bank. What is this Manmanabhava? So, without understanding Parameshwara, all these words are only problems. These are all problem verses people don't understand. Ensure your life with God. Then, what is the premium you have to pay? So, ensure your life with God. He will take care of you. So, this kind of sentences rule the whole religious world, the spiritual world. We have allowed ourselves to be ruled by sentences. These are sentences, advices. And like a Rotarian will have printed and then on a a sheet will be there, and he will paste it behind his seat. Rotarian, you know. The Rotarian will be there. So, service before the self. One sentence. Service before the self. And the one who serves the most benefits the most. What do you? First sentence is destroyed by second sentence. One who serves the best benefits the most. Serve before the self. No, service before the self. And if you do service, you will be benefited. Therefore, service before the self. And the self is benefited by service. The one who serves best, the best and benefits the most. Sentences, do this, do that and that. You have some sentences. Life is governed by sentences for many people. Majority of the educated people allow themselves to be guided by sentences, idealistic sentences. To me, they are nonsense. So they sound very, very inspiring, etc. They just keep you mediocre. All idealistic sentences. No touch with reality. So you don't see the truth of some of these sentences. There is a certain truth about these sentences. Perhaps ours is the only ashram, Gurukulam, where there are no sentences. Board irukum. Enga paathalum there will be board hanging. because of the actual and the ideal maintains the distance always. It's like a horizon. You want to catch the horizon. You keep going, the horizon goes on receding. This actual person is always away from the ideal. The ideal is kept as ideal. That means you are not ideal. And therefore, the actual is different from the ideal. All the time, actual is different from the ideal. So all your lifetime, you have ideals. That means actually you have nothing to do with them. Yeah. That's what I say, mediocrity. It never, nobody changes. So this idealistic, this kind of mandates and cliches govern the life. You allow yourself to be governed by these sentences. Somebody said, and there are people who collect these sentences. The sentence may have some truth. If it has, so that is what you have to look into. Why this sentence is so important? What makes this sentence meaningful? So if you look into the sentence, see the meaning, you become the meaning. You are your understanding. You are the meaning of every sentence. It doesn't become separate. And there is no distance between ideal and actual. And the sentences resolve themselves into understanding. Otherwise sentences remain ideal, then you are actual. So the distance is maintained very carefully all through lifetime. It takes a lot of understanding to understand what I say. It's not simple because the whole world is governed by sentences and mandates and proverbs and analogies. It takes a lot of understanding. So, Manmana Bhava means without understanding Ishvara, there is no way of Manmana Bhava. It doesn't make any meaning. So, understanding Ishvara is the first you have to see. All that is here is Ishvara. Vasudeva. The Jagat exists in Ishvara, non-separate from Ishvara. Ishvara being Sarva Karanatvat. The Jagat being Karya. The Karyam Jagat is in the form of Namarupa. So Namarupa means knowledge, word and meaning. Word and meaning means Bhagavan is Sarvajna. And the Jagat is this Sarvajnatvam alone is manifest in the form of Jagat. And therefore, Manmana Bhava Mayi Vasudeve Parameshwara manaha yasya sattvam bhava. The mind has to be awake to the fact of the presence of Ishvara in all levels of your living. There are levels of living. It's not only one level. There is a level, so there is a physical universe. But there is an immediate environment. There is an immediate environment. That's also a level. So you can look at the stars, it doesn't cost you anything. You can look at the stars in a clear night, which is not very chill. You can come out and then lie down. We all used to lie down and then see. In summer, you will see the sun, see the stars and all. Very nice. All these Mahatmas here in Puranajari, Mahatmas used to be in the summer, during the summer, they all used to be exposed to the stars. Exposed to the stars, okay? It's a very nice expression. So, that's how they used to just to see stars, look at them. They look at the stars. It was like that. You can see what does it cost? Nothing. But that's not life alone. That alone is not life. There is an immediate environment. I was outside the hut. We had a mat. The jute mat. Like the mat that is there, you sit on, and it's a little broader mat. And that broader mat, here, just like this mat. And it's a broader mat, jute. And that mat, we had put that mat, because it was all pebbles and put that mat, and I was on that mat laying down. Bichu, you know bichu? Yeah, a scorpion, it's called bichu. In a bichu, 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 so bichu means here, scorpion. And it got me, so my toes. So it got me. So I am looking at the stars, enjoying the stars, the wonderful stars. This is big bear. This is Dhruva Nakshatra. This is this. And I know a little bit of this. And before I was enjoying this. Oh, this is that. All these stars disappear. Everything comes down to the toe. It's like stepping on a glowing ember. You know, this glowing ember, like if you're stepping on a lighted cigarette butt, and that is the latent heat of tobacco is very big, very high, and therefore you feel as though you have you have been stung by a scorpion. So you know what? And I will say, in my village, I was in the village, and maybe 14 years or something, 13, 14 years. My neighbor was Ramachandra Bhagavatar, the musician, the big Ramachandra Bhagavatar. A musician and was a very respected person. But he was the most frightened person of any creature. Then he would call me, if there is anything there, then he will call me. His son, who is of my own age, and he is more frightened than father. And therefore, so they would call me. So I was the courageous. And once he got stung by a scorpion. And after this scorpion's thing, he was making such a big fuss. Then I said, what? What is this? Just a scorpion bite, and therefore a sting is nothing. Why is making such a big noise? And what is this? What does it happen? What happens when a scorpion stings? Then one gentleman told me, so you as though you are stepping on fire. And so that's what happens, scorpion sting. Oh, for this they are making so much noise, so much. I told this. Same night. A scorpion gave me a sting. I knew immediately it is. It is scorpion. Because just on that day only, I was told it will be like fire. It is like fire. So I knew it was scorpion. Same day. Afterwards, I was afraid to talk even about this. That was the first time, and this was the second time here. So I knew it is carpet. It is a personal experience. Pratyaksha. Pratyakshina. Anubhuta Vishya. That's also a level of experience. That there are stars is one level. And that you are in an immediate environment which can be very conducive for your shanti and may not be conducive for your shanti. There is ashanti. Therefore, Manmana Bhava means what? Should I not take care of this carpet business? That taking care also must fall within my awareness of Ishvara. That takes understanding. Chumma khada adicha nadaka. That takes understanding of Ishvara. Otherwise, these overwhelming circumstances will just swallow you, devour you. And then they will ask a question, how to remember always God Savaje? So you have to tell Rama Rama Cholideirinne. You have to say that. What else you can tell? You cannot make them sit and then learn. It doesn't happen just like that. It is It's the glory of Parameshwara to understand intimately and to be in the awareness of Ishwara in terms of levels of experience. The capacity to see even that scorpion and the sting is a part of the whole scheme. They are there because they have to be there. How to get rid of your scorpion, Papa? Scorpion sting, Papa. Scorpion sting is a durita, is a durita kshaya. So unless you have a scorpion sting, your durita will not go. And so scorpion sting is there. So we have to see that. Even while taking care of it, the awareness of the order of Ishwara in the form of duritakshaya. There are varieties of things we have to know, and so that immediately one panditasya, any affliction, tapa situation is also a relief situation, because he knows one durita is gone. Nanu sochanti panditaha. Gatasun agatasumscha nanu sochanti panditaha. Panditaha na anusochanti. And therefore, even something is gone away, okay, one durita is gone. Because there is always the other side is there. And therefore, to retain the awareness of the presence of Ishwara, implies my understanding of Ishwara at all levels. How will you do that except the appreciation of order, different orders, all the time orders? So there is an emotional reality, order of Ishwara. There's a physical reality, physiological reality, biological reality. There is a reality, a social reality, environmental reality, national reality. Then there is a cosmic reality. And therefore, at all levels, To appreciate the presence, I need to appreciate the presence as Ishwara. Then only this question of retaining the presence. First, I must know, then retain the presence. Otherwise, it becomes a sentence rule. Sentence ruling your life. Yeah. For me, that's the most idiotic thing. For me, I can't tell this to anybody. Because whole world is ruled by sentences. very medium, keeps you medium. Manmana bhava. To become manmana madbhaktaha bhava. And act of bhakti will build up bhakti. Madhyaji. Mam namaskuru. It's all act. An act of devotion. The ritual act of devotion is very important in order to ensure for oneself devotion. Then only manmana bhava will work. Manmana bhava tadartam madbhakto bhava. In order to be madbhakta, madhyaji mam namaskuru. Evam atmanam yuktva. In this manner, atmanam yuktva. Madhyajana shilo bhava mam eva namaskuru mam eva ishwaram yeshyasi agamishyasi. Yuktva samadhaya chittam samadhaya evam atmanam chittam. Atmanam here is chittam. Atmanam samadhaya yuktva. So resolving the antakkarana. So aham ki sarvesham bhutanam atma paracha gatihi param ayanam tam mam evam bhutam yeshasi ite atitena sambandha mat parayanaha sanne mameva yeshasi atmanam yuktva mat parayanaha sanne. What parayanaha? Aham ki sarvesham bhutanam atma paracha gatihi param ayanam tam mam evam bhutam parameshwaram. I am sarva bhutanam atma. I am the atma of all beings. Not only that, paracha gatihi, I am the final end, ultimate end, paracha gatihi ahameva. That is called param ayanam. Therefore, mat parayanaha ahameva param ayanam yasya mat parayanaha. So Ishwaraha is the ayanam, is the end, ultimate end. Because only one purna available. There is no second purna. You see? Therefore, purnamada of purnamada, there are two purnas, you know. That is purna, this is purna. So, that there is only one purna. This purna is that purna. And therefore, this purna is understood as that purna alone, then purnam alone avichishyate. One purnam alone remains. So, this purnam, the whole is Parameshwara. There is no second. And therefore, aham param ayanam. Therefore, mat parayanaha sanne. What happens? Evam bhudam mam yeshasi param ayanam tam mameva yeshasi evam bhudam. Yeshasi, you will reach me. Iti atitena sambandha. Previously, in the second line, the first expression, first two words, mameva yeshasi kaunteya. Matparayanaha. Yuktva ఆత్మానం మత్పరాయణః ఇది పూర్వేన సంబంధః. మత్పరాయణః సన్ ఇత్యర్థః. ఓం తత్సత్ ఇతి శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీతాసు ఉపనిషత్సు సో యోగశాస్త్రే బ్రహ్మ విద్యాయాం శ్రీకృష్ణార్జున సంవాదే సో నవమోధ్యాయ నోన్ యాజ్ రాజవిద్యా రాజగుహ్య యోగ. యోగ ఈజ్ టాపిక్ విషయ అండ్ రాజవిద్యా చ రాజగుహ్యం చ. ఇట్ ఈజ్ రాజవిద్య అండ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ రాజగుహ్యం. ఇట్ ఈజ్ the utmost secret, very valuable secret, important secret, and then a secret that rules you, that rules you, that drives you also. So that's a secret. They generally give an example that whether it is true I don't know. A musk deer develops this substance musk, some glandular excretion I think, so it develops musk in its stomach. That musk, that scent of that musk is so powerful, it picks up in its nostrils that there is this scent. And it wants to find out the source. This is the story. I don't know anything about this, whether it is true or not. But I have heard this story. Then, picking up the smell of the musk, it wants to find out the source of the musk, goes all over running, then in the desert, and then dies because of its roaming. It's running, 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 running. Story. Generally, these kind of stories are wrong. No. But that's a nice story. Nice story. Story because... So this is the Rajagukhyam. So this is the unraveling the secret his whole life. The unraveling the secret is Rajavidya. And the secret is Rajagukhyam. That is the topic of this chapter. Every chapter, in fact, chumma in the... because that word was used, therefore it is said Rajavidya, Rajagukhyam.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం.